There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
Second half underway as Huber with the approach and the kickoff. This is going to be picked up at the 2-yard line and returned out across the 15 to about the 18. A big hit that time by Ardarius Haynes on the return by Schwartz, and Schwartz will be down at the 19-yard line. Boy, he got hit hard.
Well, Schwartz, I'd be asking that guy that was trying to block him to just stay with him a little bit longer out there.
So the Bombers will have it at the 19-yard line, operating left to right here in this third quarter of action. We're knotted up at 7, Mountain Home in Jacksonville.
Big position right here. Need to come out with some energy and move the ball, you know.
Waymeyer is going to be split out wide to the left side. H.D. Martin, who's the quarterback on offense, also a defensive back. He's out on him. And the ball kept by McKay. There's the late pitch on the option. Getting to the corner is Liddy. Liddy has a first down run across the 30 and down to about the 32-yard line. Nice play on first down.
Well, when you widen that corner out right there, it changes the assignment of who's going to the pitch back. If they're still trying to play the corner on the pitch and Big Dave Waymeyer's out there blocking on that corner, that's a hard task for a cornerback to do. And Dave did a good job stop blocking him, and Brad made one tackler miss and got up the field.
13-yard pickup to the 32-yard line. First down for Mountain Home. 11:29 left in this third quarter.
Let's see what we do come this way. Split this side.
Motion to this side. Toss sweep to this side. This is Winfield. Cuts it back inside. Oh, he's hit from the left side. He is pounded to the ground at the 34-yard line. It was big. Caleb McCoy, 5'10", 230. They laid a lick on Reese that time.
Now, you know, he was kind of flamboyant about making that tackle. In all reality, if Reese hadn't cut back into him, he probably wouldn't have ever touched him. So I wouldn't – it was a good hard hit, but it's basically because Reese cut back into him, not because he was there.
A 2-yard pickup to the 34-yard line, second and 8 here for Mountain Home. 10:45 left in this third quarter. Knotted up at 7. Five-man front this time. The ball kept by McKay, and he has nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage. He's finally tackled back at about the 33-yard line, a loss of 1.
Well, when you get that penetration, even on the quarterback, when you try to get outside right there and there's people up the field, it makes it awful tough. He tried to cut it back up the middle, and there just wasn't anywhere to go.
So 3rd and 9 now for Mountain Home. Williams in the ball game along with Schwartz for Mountain Home. They'll be the wideouts. Junior Williams, the fullback here. 5 seconds on the play clock. The ball snapped with 3. The ball is kept. The pitch is to Liddy. Left side trying to get to the corner, and he does not. H.D. Martin does a good job at his corner position to knock him out of bounds at about the 37. It's a pickup of about 4. Fourth down coming up, and the Bombers will have to punt.
We didn't do a very good job of blocking the corner that time. Let him get off the block and had a good play set up. Just didn't stay with that block right there. Got to be more physical than that. No, Martin was physical, and we weren't on that particular play right there.
So Pausch into punt once again. H.D. Martin does it all. He starts a quarterback, starts a cornerback, and now he's back returning punts. Good snap back to Pausch. He is going to rugby-style kick it this time. Still going to be in the air long enough for Martin to catch it. He's at his own 34-yard line and dropped a nice open field tackle that time by Logan Krim for Mountain Home.
Well, good job. Not a great pretty tackle, but a good job of hitting and just hanging on to him and bringing him down.
So Jacksonville will have it at their own 37-yard line. 9:39 left in this third quarter. Our broadcast brought to you in part by Studio West Boutique. Fun fall fashions arriving daily with all your favorite brands at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home. First down for the Titans, working right to left. The ball given to Ellis. Ellis right side, running off right tackle. Is going to make his way to the 40 with a 3-yard pickup.
Well, it looks like they're determined to run the ball a little bit right now. They're doing a bringing in that extra back and lining them up offset and just using them as a lead blocker.
3-yard pickup to the 40, second and 7 coming up here with 9:15 left in the third quarter. The play being signaled in from the sideline. No huddle here for the Titans. Two receivers right side. Martin throws it to the right side. A screen is going to be dropped and picked up. I guess they counted that as a lateral. Now he laterals it to H.D. Martin. And Martin up the left sideline at the 30. The 25 breaks a tackle. He may go all the way. He does. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Well, the first pass should have been incomplete. That would look to me like a forward pass, and he dropped it. There was no call. Apparently, the officials thought it was a lateral.
That was a forward.
There's no doubt it was a forward pass, and they never called it incomplete. Apparently, they call it a lateral because he dropped it. He picked it up, and as he was running, about to be tackled, he laterals it to H.D. Martin. That is a 60-yard touchdown, and Jacksonville takes the lead. Huber in to attempt the extra point. And it's good. 8:44 left in the third. A wild play. Jacksonville has taken the lead 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dairy Queen of Mountain Home has the sweetest a la mode treats just for you. Indulge in their new malted lava cake a la mode with decadent chocolate cake filled with a warm fudge center paired with a side of DQ's famous soft serve with hot fudge topping. Or get their warm, chewy, rich triple chocolate brownie or their ooey gooey fudge stuffed chocolate chip cookie or their perfectly sized funnel cake topped with hot fudge, strawberry, or caramel toppings accompanied with the perfect amount of DQ soft serve.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arklatex region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
Well, the kickoff and the return by Swartz out to the 24-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will start this drive. Well, that was an odd play that Jacksonville scored on. The pass out in the flat out to Xavier Scott. And it hit his hands and went to the ground. He dropped it, but there was no whistle, nothing stop play. So apparently the officials thought it was a backwards pass, a lateral. So he picks it up, and as he's about to be tackled, he does lateral it to H.D. Martin, and he goes the distance for the touchdown. So 14-0, Jacksonville leads it. The Bombers with the ball at their own 24-yard line. Trailing for the first time tonight.
Golly.
Late. Bomber coming out of the field late. They didn't have they only had 10 guys on the field. And Mount Home has to burn a timeout. 8:36 left in the third. It's a 14-7 Jacksonville lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
8:36 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home having to burn a timeout. Didn't have enough guys on the field. First down for the Bombers at their own 24-yard line coming out of the timeout. And the Bombers want to pass. This is Riley Peters with a halfback pass. Throws it, and it's intercepted. Intended for Brad Liddy, and it's going to be picked off at the 32-yard line. Second turnover of the night by Mountain Home. Liddy getting into a little scuffle with the young man who intercepted the football, and that's Broderick Lacey. And those two have to be separated by the official. So the Bombers go to their bag of tricks. They throw a halfback pass, but it was well short and incomplete. So the second turnover of the night. Gives the ball back to Jacksonville with 8:28 left in the third quarter from their own 32-yard line. Each team with two turnovers now.
Oh, my God. Referee lined up on the wrong side of the ball.
God. Trips to the left side. Martin throws that screen pass again, and this one is incomplete. Because actually, that was Ellis. That was, That is Savaris Curley who's in the ball game, and they lined up Martin at a receiver.
And that was a backwards pass. It ought to be out of bounds right there where the ball went out of bounds, and they moved it back to the original line of scrimmage. That was a backwards pass.
Well, he doesn't know where he's going to put the ball down. He's looked at three different officials trying to figure out where to put the ball down.
He's the one that lined up alongside the quarterback there.
Finally puts it back down at the 32, so they call that an incompletion. Now Martin back in the shotgun with trips to the right side. He rolls to the right side, being chased by Foreman. Hit, and he's going to be dropped. Foreman was the one chasing him, making the tackle on the far side for Mountain Home. That was Owen Kraft coming in from the linebacker position. They tackle him at the 35, a three-yard gain. Third and seven coming up here for Jacksonville. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Getting the play signaled in from the sideline. Again, if you join us late, you wonder, boy, it's awful quiet there. It's because we are in an enclosed booth. Don't have any crowd noise at all tonight. Martin wanting to pass, now being flushed out of the pocket, being chased. He's hit. He completes the pass at the 49-yard line. Braylon Mosby, the sophomore, makes the catch. It's a 14-yard pickup and a first down.
Got good pressure on him. Just boy, when he has that much time, the receiver's going to pop open somewhere.
So first down for the Titans with 7:28 left in this third quarter. Jacksonville up 14-7. Martin, bad snap, picks it up. He's going to have to run, and he's going to be tackled. Riley Peters was the first Bomber there. Hayden Strider in on the stop as well. It's a loss of one back to the 48. Martin gets up, helmet off, throws his hands in the air, yells at the official. And
that ought to be a flag.
It really should, the way he acted.
You can't take your helmet off like that.
He's going to come off the field, and he's upset. I don't know.
I think he got poked in the eye.
I think so. He's holding a towel to his face. So Curley comes back in, a quarterback, and H.D. Martin just walking down the sideline. He's 30 yards from where the ball is right now, walking around. So Curley, a quarterback, play action. He wants to pass, looks downfield. It's incomplete. Great job defensively by Brad Liddy, going over the receiver, knocking the ball away, incomplete. So 6:29 left in this third quarter. It's a third and 11 coming up here for the Titans. Say, Curley looked pretty good on that pass.
Yeah, he did. He had his feet set and threw with the right foot. And
two receivers on each side here for the Titans. And a flag on the play. They didn't have enough. They may have moved, but I was looking at that left tackle. He was about 2.5 yards off the line of scrimmage. They line up kind of in a V formation instead of straight across. You see that happen so much on the NFL, but at this level, they'll usually call it.
NFL, they want, that tackle's normally got 1 foot, 6 yards in the back.
Yeah, I know it. So the penalty backs them up to the 43. So it's third and 16 here for the Titans. They've been penalized six times for 45 yards tonight. Curley, the backup quarterback in here for the Titans, dropping straight back, Green. And ball is deflected and incomplete. Almost coming up with the pick six was Luke Foreman. He was in the quarterback's face, jumps up and knocks the ball away, and he almost had an interception, and there was nothing between him and the end zone.
Yeah, just a little tunnel screen they tried out there. Luke did a good job getting up the field and knocking that one down.
Liddy will go back deep for Mountain Home as the punt team is on now for Jacksonville. This is Hunter Fletcher in to punt the ball away for the Titans. 6:02 left in the third quarter. Titans up by seven. The Bombers going to come after this one. Pretty good rush. Jacksonville does a good job to keep it out. Here's the kick, and it bounces off the head of one of the Jacksonville players. Now we've got a flag on the play. As the ball was dead, Reese Winfield went over and hit one of the Jacksonville players. He thought the ball was still live. And I'm afraid they're going to get Reese on that hit.
I wouldn't think so.
Let's see what the are they going to call catch interference here against Jacksonville? There wasn't Liddy wasn't anywhere close to catching that ball. The ball hit the helmet of one of the Jacksonville players down to cover.
Yeah, that's what they're
and that's what they're calling.
Fair catch interference.
It's a break for Mountain Home. I don't understand that one at all.
Jacksonville coach can't understand it.
I don't blame him. And this poor official trying to walk off this, he doesn't have a clue. He's been going the wrong way all night. And they're still talking about this. And officials are still talking about this.
I don't think it's a penalty, to be perfectly honest.
I don't either.
But I'm not one to argue with officials.
You just criticize them. 5:52 left in this third quarter. Four of the five officials are still meeting right now talking about this. There, Brad Liddy was there to catch the punt. He wasn't anywhere close. Are they going to wave this one off? I think they are. They probably should. Are they going? Is that illegal touching?
Illegal touching,
I believe. This is twice tonight I've had to get my signals out. That was one hand up there.
They didn't mark anything off.
They're still trying to figure out where to put the football, aren't they?
Now they got Jacksonville's football.
It is illegal batting or kicking.
But they didn't penalize
it. They didn't mark anything off, so the ball's at the 25-yard line.
Matt, you'll have to explain that to us.
I've got a theory. Here's a handoff to Junior Williams. He's going nowhere. I'm wondering if he didn't go out of bounds and came back in with maybe he was the first player to touch the ball.
I don't know. But why didn't he mark off a penalty?
That's exactly right. So a pickup of two for Junior Williams here to the 27-yard line. 5.5 minutes left in this third quarter. So second and eight here for Mountain Home. Back to that Diamond T formation. And Junior gets it straight ahead. He's into the secondary. He's got a first down run across the 40, out to the 45-yard line. It's a pickup of 18 on the play.
Well, them defensive backs hate to see him bust free up there because they know they've got to go up and grab hold somewhere.
11th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Just under 5 minutes left in the third. Bombers down by seven. First down here for Mountain Home. And the ball kept by McKay, and he's going to keep it himself. Slips the tackle. Oh, and then he's driven backwards at the 45-yard line. No gain on the play.
Well, they're just coming up the field so hard right now that it's tough to block them.
They've got that big middle linebacker, Fulton, trying to crash through there and time his run up to the line of scrimmage. May go with a hard count here and see if he can't get him off sides again like they did in the first half. 4:11 left in the third quarter. Jacksonville leads it 14-7. Second and 10 here. Mountain Home. And McKay will give it to Junior Williams, and there's not much there. He's going to pick up about two on the play to the 47. So third and 8 coming up here for Mountain Home. Luke Foreman coming off the field as Waymeyer's back in at that left tight end position. Third down and 8. McKay wants to pass, looking for the big tight end, complete to David Waymeyer. Inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line.
And that's exactly what you got to do. You just release him off line scrimmage, get it up high, and let him go up and get it. He out-jumped the defender for it and got added yardage after the catch.
A 17-yard pickup. Well, they had him at the 36. They back him up to the 37, so a 16-yard pickup.
They looked at the wrong spotter.
It's a first down for Mountain Home. Well, I tell you what, you're a defender. You got a 6'8 guy. It's kind of hard to defend that. McKay rolls out on that option, keeps it himself, turns it upfield. He's going to pick up close to 5 on the play at about the 31-yard line, a pickup of 6.
Good job of reading at that time of patience. You know, he had good patience and letting it develop and being able to turn up the field, see that the pitch was covered. And if you run long enough, you'll see a crease. You just got to take advantage of it.
2:35 left in the third. Bombers down 7, but Mountain Home with the football and driving at the 31 of Jacksonville. Ball is given this time to Big Junior Williams, and he's barreling his way inside the 20, and he is just dragging those black jerseys with him.
Yes,
they hop
is.
On, and it's just like a ride at the fair. They take a hold of him, and he drags him for about 10 yards, all the way down to the 18, a pickup of 13.
If he can get by them defensive tackles right there, then he's got a pretty good chance to make real good positive yardage out of it. You know, they're running that linebacker up in the middle, and if he picks the wrong side, it's a good chance Junior's going to have a big play.
First down, Bombers in the red zone at the 18-yard line. Ball given to Junior once again, and he's going to pick up a yard on the play. Yep, right to the 17. Gain of 1. 1:42 left now in this third quarter. Bombers down 7. Eli Johnson will bring the play in from the sideline. Bombers break the huddle with 12 seconds left on the play clock. At the 17-yard line, 2nd and 9. McKay on the read option keeps it and takes it to the 15 where he's tripped up and down there, a 2-yard gain.
Linebacker that time he just hit the ground, tripped Junior up, and McKay tripped over him. That would good defensive move right there.
So now third down play here for Mountain Home. Third and about 7 from the 15.
We've got two downs to make this. So
Bombers working off the near hash, the right hash. Double tight, motion to the top side of the field. Ball kept by McKay on the read. Now the late pitch to Shad, and he's going to be chased down from behind. Nice open field tackle that time by Jacksonville. That's Martin, who's back on the field, that makes the tackle.
Well, Jacksonville has the speed to run that thing down from side. from inside out, and that's what they're doing with the safeties. They're just running the pitch back down. If we can't get a body on them, they're just running that pitch back down.
That's a one-yard loss back to the 16, so it's fourth down and eight here for Mountain Home, when the Bombers will let the quarter run out and decide what they want to do as they head the other way. We've played three. Jacksonville leads it 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.